We'd like to begin our study of Pachad Yitzchak for Shabbos, Maimar Hey. And he starts with the Pasuk in Yeshayoa Novi, the Karasol Shabbos Oneg. This is the Pasuk from which we derive many, many different dinim. And he raises the question about the Lashon, the language, the formulation of this Pasuk. It's not a classical language of Tzivui. For example, we find with regard to the mitzvah of Simcha and Yontif, it says V'samachta bechagecha, spelling out the pu'ula, the action of Simcha, that's obligatory here. The Tanakh uses the phrase V'karosa l'Shabbos Oneg. Instead of saying V'sanagta in a Lashon Tzivui, defining the pula, the karasal Shabbos Oneg, you call the Shabbos a day of Oneg. What's the deeper meaning behind this formulation? Now, if we could leave that question on the side, and let's talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That mitzvah applies twice a day, 7 days a week. There's no difference between Shabbos and a weekday as far as the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is concerned, B'shalbuchav Kumecha. But nevertheless, when we look at the Nusach HaTfilah on Shabbos with regard to Birchas Kriyat Shema, let's take Shachris, we find something very unusual. It's not the same Nusach that we find during the week. In Birchas Yotzer Or, for example, on Shabbos, there are many, many additions, many topics and themes that were added that are not mentioned at all in the same bracha Birchas Yotzer Or for Kriyat Shema of the weekday. What do these additions mean? Obviously, they reflect the fact that there's a special, unique Kedushas Hayom to Shabbos, and that sanctity of the day obligates, generates a separate chiyuv. But even though we can understand that there should be some sort of addition on Shabbos, the nature of Kedusha is that we thank Hashem, we praise Hashem on a day that's sanctified in a much more expansive and extended way than we would do when we praise Hashem during the week when it has no Kedusha. But yet, the strange thing here is that we find certain things, certain elements that reflect themselves in the Birchas Yotzer Or of a weekday, and they are absent on Shabbos. For example, on a weekday in the Brach of Yotzer Or, we recite Marabu Masech Hashem. In that same Brach of Yotzer Or on Shabbos, we don't mention Marabu Masech Hashem, we omit it. How do we understand that? We can justify additions to the bracha and embellishments, but why would there be an omission? And in order to really get down to the source, to the root of this omission, let's talk about two sources for this omission. We're going to focus on one today. I don't know if we'll get to the other one. What we're going to do now is analyze the parsha of creation, and specifically the bracha that appears at the end of each day of creation. On each of the 6 days of creation, the Torah says that Hashem saw ki tov, that things were good. And that expression of ki tov finds itself at the end of the Bria of each day. So after HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah enumerates and presents in front of us all that was created on that day, then it says that Hashem saw His creation, Ki Tov. So this you'll see, for example, in Bereishis Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and it's a pattern that repeats itself throughout all the balance of the other five days of creation. Now, for example, if we fast forward to the fifth day of creation, what we find is that Ki Tov appears not at the very end of Yom HaChamishi, but right before the end. There's, in a sense, a change in the sequence here. What do we mean? The Torah describes that which was created on the fifth day of creation. And the Torah describes the bracha. And wedged in between the presentation of the creation, the testimony about what was created on the fifth day, and the bracha, we find Ki Tov. And that would indicate that the Ki Tov is connected to, related to, the new creation that was created on that day. After Hashem describes and pronounces that the creation of that day was good, Ki Tov, then He bestows a bracha on that creation, on that day's creation. So it makes sense that, for example, if we give the example of Yom Chamishi and all that was created on that day, we find it very comfortable, so to speak, it's understood that the bracha would come following the Ki Tov. Hashem declared Ki Tov, the creation was good, it was great, and now it's worthy of a bracha. In other words, Ki Tov is an introduction to the bracha. If not for Ki Tov, then the creation and the creatures that were created, the creations that were created, do not deserve a bracha. When Hashem describes all that was created as Ki Tov, now it's royal a bracha. Now all this, again, fits in a repetitive and consistent pattern for the first 5 days of creation. Then we get to the sixth day of creation. Here too we find a bracha. And here too Hashem declares Ki Tov regarding the sixth day of creation. But here the order is reversed. The sequence is changed. On the sixth day, the Ki Tov comes after the bracha. Now, if our premise, as we saw in the system, the pattern that was repeated over and over again for the first 5 days, is that the Ki Tov comes before the bracha, that should have happened on the sixth day as well. And again, the logic is that Hashem declares everything was good, now it deserves a bracha. But here, with regard to the sixth day of creation, the Seder, the sequence, is upside down. It's Hahefech. What we find is that on the sixth day, the bracha becomes an introduction to the Ki Tov. As if to say that without the Ki Tov, there would be no bracha. So again, just to summarize what we're saying, on the fifth day, without the Ki Tov, there wouldn't have been a bracha. Whereas on the sixth day, without the bracha, there wouldn't have been Ki Tov. And this is something that we want to understand. During the first 5 days of creation, we don't find what we would call a tziruf of the mitzvahs. In other words, we find every single element in the creation of each of those creations that were created during the 5 days are independent. Each creation, shall I say, stands on its own 2 feet. And therefore, we conclude that there's no ichud, again, there's no tziruf or ichud that would come to integrate all the creations into one perfect whole. The exception to that rule is the sixth day of creation. Here we find an underlying unifying factor that integrates all that was created into one perfection. And not only that, we're not just limited to the sixth day and what was created on the sixth day, but if you could call it Lamafreya retroactively, it reflects on all that was created during the 5 days that preceded the sixth day. And if we read the Pshuto Shel Mikra, just the straightforward meaning of the text of the Torah, when it says Milu es ha'aret v'kivshua, man, God addresses man and he says to man, you should subdue the entire creation, v'kivshua, you should dominate over the creation. it means that all of creation becomes nichbeshes, becomes an object of man's dominion, of man's control, of his kibush. All of the Bria, therefore, integrates to form one whole, one unified shlemus, because now they all, again, all the different categories and objects that were created, all partner together. They're all included together in this milu es haaretz v'kivshua. They all become, in a sense, a potential for man's memshala, man's shlita, man's control over the universe, over all the elements in the universe. And we begin to understand that when it says on Yom HaShishi, es kol asher asavine tov ma'od, all of that which was created, it is good. The word kol doesn't just mean every single thing. On a, shall we say, a quantitative basis, you know, we're not counting quantitatively, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, etc., and we get to a sacha kol. It's not just a geometric addition of all the individual numbers here, but rather the word kol in the pasuk as kol asher asah is more of a quantitative description. A kol means klolius, it means everything together as one organism, as one entity. All the different parts integrate to form one structure, one whole. And then when it says on the sixth day, Vayar es kol asher asah, what it means is that God observed the Bria and understood that they all are included in one structure, in one coma. As opposed to the previous days, where all you could see was different individual creations, realities, existing things, each one existing on its own independently. But here, on the sixth day, it's kol asher asah, because man is given the bracha of milu es haaretz v'kivshua. I mean, we begin to understand now why the order, the sequence has changed. On Yom HaChamishi, as we said before, the Kitov has to come first as an introduction to the bracha, because without the Kitov, the existing creations don't deserve a bracha. But on Yom HaShishi, the Seder, the sequence, is just the opposite. On the contrary, on this day, Yom HaShishi, the bracha itself becomes the introduction to Kitov. What's unique about the Ki Tov here, Vayaris Kol Asher Asah Vehine Tov Ma'od, that observation is only meaningful after the Es Kol Asher Asah, after the bracha, when man is endowed and blessed with the bracha that he, man, controls and dominates over the entire Aretz, the entire Metzius, everything that was created, the whole of reality, then Hashem could declare that it's Kitov. Because again, the Kitov is Kol Asher Asah Kitov. The Kitov here, what's great and unique about the culmination of Bria on the sixth day is that all creations of all the 6 days now become unified into one Shleimut, into one whole. This is the Ri'ah, this is the observation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Klaliyut, and includes all of creation. And that's a tremendous description of Tov Ma'od. The Tov Ma'od here is that everything in the Bria fits into one whole. That's the greatness of the culmination of the creation of the Bria, because only at the end of this process of the Bria, when man is created, and only after man is blessed with Kibush HaBria, with the ability, and perhaps even the responsibility, to subdue all of reality and subjugate all of reality, and that's when Vayar Elokim es kol asher asah v'hineh tov ma'od. So that the Kibush, which unites all types of reality, all types of creations into one whole, that's what makes the sixth day shall we say, suitable or fitting for the Vayar Hashem es kol asher asah v'hinei tov ma'od. So again, just to summarize, we saw that on the fifth day, the ki tov is the introduction to the bracha. Here, on the sixth day, the ki tov could only come after the bracha. Once the bracha is bestowed upon man, granting him with the ability and the power to integrate all of reality and subdue all of reality, subjugate it into one whole, then Hashem could describe it as ki tov. So it's the bracha that's missing here before the ki tov. It's only, there's, you know, in every other day of creation, okay, let's look at all the different discrete creations, and now we see it's ki tov. Ah, now we can bless the day and all its creations. But on Yom HaShishi, you cannot describe the day as ki tov, because what's unique about the Yom HaShishi is that as the culmination of the Sheishis Yimei HaMaaseh, it, the creation of the 6 days, specifically man, of course, has within, inherent in it, the chlalius of the Bria, the integration of the entire Bria. Therefore, the bracha of the Kivshua, which integrates the Bria to one whole, has to come first. It becomes the prerequisite for the description of the creation as ki tov. And therefore, on the sixth day, the Seder, the sequence is just the opposite of what it is on the fifth day. So this will be the first source that we want to establish with regard to figuring out why the Marabu Masech Hashem of Yotzer Or is omitted on Shabbos. But now we want to move on to the second source for this. We're going to take a look into the She'iltos of Rav Chai Gaon. And there, we find that Rav Chai Gaon, in the first Shilta, uses the following formulation. He says, Mechayvim Beis Yisrael, Lemenach B'yom HaDeshabsa, Techad Briyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liolomo, Briya B'Shata Yomin, V'Noach B'yom HaDeshabsa, Bircha V'Kitshua, Kiman debana besa vigomer leavedase viavid yomatava kach amri inshi klila debesi vizel dechsiv vayachal lukim bayom hashvi. What the She'iltos of Rav Chai is saying here, and we would have called this a certain medrash, is that what is unique about Shabbos, the greatness of Shabbos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world during the 6 days, and He rested on the seventh day, the Shabbos day, and He blessed it, and He sanctified it. It's like a person who creates a home, he works very hard, and when he finishes the work, he makes a celebration. He declares, let's have a Yom HaDetava. And in that sense, Vayechal Elokim Bayom HaShvi, that also is a Yom HaDetava, it's a special day that celebrates and commemorates the entire creation. And we derive from this Rav Chai Gaon a very important chiddush. We know that there's a concept called Shvisa Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests, and we too, duplicating or replicating Hashem, we rest as well. In a sense, we put ourselves into a kind of creator mode, like the Creator Himself, who experiences if kaviyachol a shvisa, and that's called the shvisas yom hashvi, the shvisas Shabbos vayinofash. So too, we men on the yom hashvi follow in the footsteps of Hashem. This is what you call imitatio deo, and we too experience a shvisa of vayinofash. And it's sort of like as if we are grasping on to a tzura. I don't know how to define the word tzura. A tzura or a dugma of myla, of what goes on up on high. And in this context, the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos seems to be left out. Because it's impossible to say that our observance of and fulfillment of the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos on Shabbos is included in this tzura, which is a dugma shalmala, in this kind of experience which replicates what goes on in the heavens. Because the surah that we want to set up here as a Dugma Shel Bala is only with regard to Melech HaShabbos. And there's a certain inherent hisus about this whole thing. Meaning, we have a tendency of being uncomfortable with this concept. Of being inhibited. And why is that? Because Oneg Shabbos is so fundamental to the entire Tzura, the way we experience Shabbos. How could it be that with regard to the Dugma Shel Mala, which is Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos is left out? If the whole experience of Shvisa Shabbos is that we are duplicating what Hashem does on the Yom HaShvi, then it's funny that Oneg Shabbos is left out. And perhaps we could suggest that the answer to this question lies in the words of Rav Achai Goin. Rav Achai, in this Sheiltos, quotes the Pasuk Vaychal Elokim Bayom HaShvi. And he, the Sheiltos, interprets Vaychal as Klila Dibese. It is a celebration of Chanukah Sabayis. You know, you finish a great masterpiece, a structure that you built, you're a Kavlan, and now you celebrate with a Chanukah Sabayis. That's what Shabbos is all about. It's a Chanukah Sabayis. And if that be the case, we begin to appreciate where Oneg Shabbos fits into the picture. Because if Kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Shoves and Vayinafesh HaMenuchas Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this upon himself with a capital H, so too he took upon himself an Oneg of Shabbos as part of this, commemorating this celebration of completing Shabbos. So when we get back to our discussion about Dugma Shel Mala, meaning that our observance of Shabbos is in some way a duplicate of what goes on in heaven on Shabbos, then we can certainly say that our Shvisa is really similar to his experience of Shabbos, of Bayom HaShvi Shabbos Vayinofesh, and that extends way beyond the Melachos of Shabbos to include even Oneg Shabbos, that Yom HaShvi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his Aneg al Olamo. Again, it's not a physical eating, obviously, but a certain concept, a very abstract and sensitive concept of Oneg. Hashem has an Oneg because he experiences this celebration at the termination of creation. And it's a Klila Debasa Eshalo. It's his celebration, as we said. And Chazal in the Medrash, and we'll mention the source of this Medrash. This is a Brachos Rabbah number Tes, towards the beginning of Sefer Brachos. The Medrash says, "Mashal leMelech shebana lePaltin." A king created a beautiful capital, a palace, Rav VeYarivlo, and when he saw it, he had pleasure from it. Omar, and he declared, "Paltin, paltin, alvai tehei malachein lefanei b'chol eis." I should always continuously enjoy this malachein, this wonderful feeling inside of me whenever I behold you. "Kshem shehel lisa chein lefanei b'shazu," just like the first time I beheld you when you became a complete paltin, and I felt so uplifted by it. "So to every time I behold you, kach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu olamo, halavai tei malach chen lefanei b'chol eis, k'shem shaleisa chen lefanei b'shazu." Just as I beheld you, the world, the universe, as a complete entity, when I completed my process of creation and I was in a state of malas chen, of oneg, so too, whenever I see in front of my eyes the universe as a whole, I should experience this malas chen. And what we're seeing here from this medrash and from the shiltos, And what we're deriving from that is that the same chen that was in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the first Shabbos, the Shabbos Bereishis, which is only after he saw Kol Asher Asav Hinei Tov Ma'ot, when he saw the call as we described it is the integration of all categories and all individual members of the reality that he created, to such an extent that there was a creation of a Shlemus Achas, of one entity. And in the language of the Medrash, that's called a Paltin. And the Hakol is not just something of quantity, you know, a quantity that we count together, but it's rather Klolius, it's something, a unique quality of a coma, of some entity that integrates everything in creation into one whole. So we're not talking about an arithmetic addition, but rather a new entity. It's kind of like a gestalt. And therefore the oneg of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I was misaneg, it's really the klila devesa. Klila devesa means the kol. The kol that integrates all types and all classes and categories of reality of all the previous days. They were integrated into one whole, and they reveal themselves, present themselves as a binyan, as a turus habayis, as some structure. A structure, of course, is made up of so many different individual bricks, but the entity as a whole, when it's created, is something brand new. And that emerges at the end of creation. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the bias, he sees the whole, the entity, and that's when he's misaneg. And that is the source for our owning of Shabbos, in which we replicate what Hashem does, kidugma shalmala. And if this were the case, let's go back to Birchas Yotzer Or of Shabbos. The Birchas Yotzer Or, the Birchas Kriyas Rav Shachris on Shabbos, is different than its parallel on the weekday. And instead of the bracha of Marabu Masech Hashem, which is the daily bracha during the week, on Shabbos, it's a different bracha. Why? We omit the Marabu, because the Marabu indicates a distinct, independent entity, and another entity, and another entity. The Masech of Hashem is described as Rabu, a myriad of different creations. And that itself is, in a sense, Gorea. In a sense, it's a lower level. So by declaring and praising Hashem, Marabu Masech Hashem, we're talking about a quantitative understanding, a concept that's quantitative. We're counting the myriad of creations, and we're, you know, astounded by the mathematical number and how great it is in quantitative terms. That's a tefis of kamus. And when we look at the Bria, that's what we see during the week. But on Shabbos, the sanctity of Shabbos, the oneg of Shabbos, is a different vision. What we're perceiving here is the oneg of, as we say, duplicating Hashem, bedugma shel mala, the oneg of the tfisa of echus of Bria, of the quality of the Bria. The quality of the Bria is such that it's kol asher osa. It's all one entity integrated into a whole. Here, the appropriate praise for Hashem is not Marabu Masech Hashem, which would indicate the myriad, the numbers, the great numbers in which every part and parcel of the reality, every class of the reality is isolated unto itself, and that's why we use the Lashon Ribui. But rather, the concept of Oneg Shabbos gives us a whole different perception, a whole different tfisa, in which all the different classes of reality are no longer separate and isolated, each one unto itself, but rather joined together into a koma achas. And therefore, we're going to leave out the word ribui, and in its place, we'll say magadlu masech Hashem, that everything is integrated into one godless. The difference between godless and ribui is a very fundamental one. When we talk about ribui, we talk about discrete, individual, isolated elements that form an arithmetic whole, which is just simply kamus, which is a quantity that's very impressive, that's very overwhelming. The numbers are endless. But that's not what gadlus is all about. That's ribui. That's rov. But gadlus is something altogether different. That's a tziruf. When we take all the different points and we connect them together into one line, that's when we say that all these individual dots or points form a new entity called a line. Something emerges, and that kav is a new entity which is gadol and combines all the little individual discrete nekudos or points. You know, as long as we have the points separate, that's rabu. You know, we have a row, we have a massive amount or number of nekudos, of points. But when we combine them and it becomes a line, that's called tziruf. Instead of ribui, we have gadlus. Gadlus is the way we describe a whole, a tziruf. And this is something that I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Shapiro, many, many moons ago. I did not know that it's published here in the Pachad Yitzchak. So again, let's just summarize that during the days of the week, we are going to speak about ribui, and we're going to praise Hashem with regard to the creation of as marobu masech Hashem. This is before the oneg, the experience of oneg, which is Hashem experience when He sees the paltin, when He perceives the tziruf, the chibur, the connection of Asher. Kol Asher Asah, that's already, instead of ribui, instead of marobu masech Hashem, that's a different kind of praise, magodlu masech Hashem. That's unique to Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, says to himself, I'm experiencing the oneg of perceiving that tziruf, that chibur, of seeing the entire palatine, the entire whole. That's the klila debasi. That's the bias, that's the structure, as a totality. And we, kidugma shalmala, will imitate Hashem with our mitzvah of oneg. And therefore, when we praise Hashem in Birchas Kriyachma on Shabbos, we're going to omit the ribui, the marabu masech Hashem. Instead, we're going to declare magadlu masecha. As it appears in that perek of Tehillim, and we're talking about Tzadi Beis, which is the Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. That capital, which describes the and formulates the song, the praise of Yom HaShabbos, on that day of Shabbos, we declare Magadlu Masech Hashem, because we are experiencing on Shabbos that kind of an oneg. The secret of the oneg, inherent and below the surface, is the tziruf and the chibur aspect, which emerges as gadlus and replaces ribui. And therefore the Birchas Yotzer Or of Shabbos will substitute my gadlu for my rabu, gadlus for ribui, because if we talk about ribui, we're talking about the weekday, when each element in the Bria is lonely, is discrete and isolated, independent unto itself. Here on Shabbos, we need gadlo. And that's why we say Gadlo Vituvo Mole Olam. We replace ribui with gadlus in the Birchas Yotzer of Shabbos. And the reason for that is because of the simcha that we have when we see the entire picture, the entire creation as one entity, Kol Asher Asah, the chibur and the tziruf of everything into one entity. And let's see if we can draw this even further and appreciate the oneg of klila debasi in its secondary form. It really is an av that generates a tolva, which is a harchova sadas. You know, we can even expand this. Now, in order to appreciate this, we have to mention a statement of Chazal, a maimer in Brochos, Taf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, Dira Na Marchiva Es Daito Shel Adam. When a person has a beautiful place to live, with all the amenities, and it's the layout and the design is fabulous, is spectacular. He gains a harchavas hadas. What does that mean? I mean, again, literally, it means the expansion of his mind. It's mind expanding, we would say. But perhaps we could say the following: that when a person enjoys the benefit of living in a dira nah, he experiences a unique kind of oneg. He is mispashet b'moach. It somehow expands his mind. And what does this give birth to, so to speak? Harehu, in the language of the Pachad Yitzchak, molid shem tokef b'koach hakoras hachashivus v'chush hakovet. The emphasis here is on A and B. A is hakoras hachashivus, and B is chush hakovet. When a person recognizes the significance, in this case, of this dira nah that's laid out so beautifully, the architectural design is amazing, that engenders with him a chush hakovot. He has respect. And again, we're using these terms to describe something that's very mundane, that belongs to chol. When a person lives in the secular realm, what we call chayichulin, the oneg that he experiences is very personal. In a sense, it's very self-centered. When he perceives the beauty of this architectural home, this architectural achievement, he feels a sense of, on the one hand, chakoras hachashivus, and on the other hand, the sense of kavod, but it's all self-centered. It's really almost an experience of haughtiness. He pats himself on the back and gives himself a great deal of credit for this creation. That's within the realm of chulin, of the secular, mundane life. In contrast, there's another kind of oneg, also of a dira nah, and that's within the realm not of secular mundane, but in the realm of sanctity, of kodesh, of chai kodesh. That oneg is the oneg which will engender not a sense of, oh, how great am I, you know, I'm the epicenter, and build myself up with a haughty guy, but no. But rather, it's going to give me a feeling of erech hashivus. Again, I'm recognizing the significance, but not of myself, but rather of kedusha. The kavod of man as a spiritual being, as an neshama. And this could really uplift him and inspire him to reach levels of milas advekus. That's kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos means appreciating the Shabbos as a dira nah. And kavod Shabbos is intricately related to oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is the klila debasi, which means oneg Shabbos reflects and symbolizes the connection of all the bria until it becomes a dira nah. And now the dira nah that we experience on Shabbos, when we behold the universe as one beautiful, whole, integrated entity of instead of divided, discrete, but one whole, that is a dira nah. We see and we perceive the universe as a dira nah, and that's marcheves daito shel adam, meaning it engenders within the human psyche an appreciation of hakaras hachashivus and a chush hakavod, but again, not for something secular or something self-centered, but rather for God's creation and the spiritual divine element of the neshama and so forth and so on. That's why the Gemara says, and let's read the language of the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Afilu davar muat ulechvod Shabbos asehu sharei ze oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is defined as even a davar muat that's done lechvod Shabbos, and this is brought down in the Tur in our Chaim Simon Reish Mem Beis. We see explicitly that through kavod Shabbos, we fulfill our obligation of oneg Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is really precipitated by Onik Shabbos. The Tolda of Onik Shabbos is really Kavod Shabbos. Is the Dira Na'a. The Onik Shabbos is, as we said before, connected to the beholding or the appreciation of the Dira Na'a of the universe. And that Harchavas Hadas, when we perceive the Dira Na'a, engenders within us a sense of Kavod. Wow, this is something I have to respect. This is something I have to look up to. I'm amazed by it. And therefore, we understand that this Harchavas Hadas is an essential element or an integral part of the mitzvah of Oneg. What we're saying here is that even though Harchavas Hadas is not the Oneg itself, but it is a result of Oneg. When we have Oneg, appreciating the Dira Na'a, memela we feel Harchavas Hadas. And therefore, we fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, the feeling of Kavod Shabbos, the sense and experience of Kavod Shabbos, which is engendered by Oneg Shabbos, by the appreciation of the Dira Na'a of Shabbos. Because whenever we have an appreciation for Dira Na'a, it engenders Kavod, as we said before, Hakaras HaKavod, Hakaras HaGadlus, is that now we really begin to understand what the Karas Elyonik Shabbos is all about. In Simchas Yonta, for example, you will not find that Chazal will say Afilu Dover Muat, even a small little pitchivka, is something that will bring a person to Simchas Yontif. Oh no, Simchas Yontif is not a Dover Muat. It's not through a Dover Muat. It's something that's done L'Kavod Yontif, and it's relative for Ketanim. You give out Klayos V'Agozim. Women, you buy them clothing and jewelry, and this is all codified by the Rambam, Perek Vav, Mihilchus Yontif, and it's based on Psochim, Arvi Psochim Kuftes. Mitzvah's Onik Shabbos is fulfilled through Harchavas Hadas, through the perception of every single little individual element here, which forms part of a whole. And that sense of Harchavas Hadas is a result that's engendered by Onik Shabbos. Simchas Yontif can only be fulfilled when we really change our situation in a very radical, I should say radical, but profound and fundamental way. Simchas Yontif is not fulfilled unless it's through Simcha itself. You know, we have to have an experience of Simcha. For Ketanim, you experience Simcha this way. For women, you experience this way. For men, this way. Everyone has their own experience of Simcha. Here, in the case of Onik Shabbos, Chazal say, and that's the emphasis here, on Afilu Dover Muat, and that engenders a Kavod Shabbos, to see in the minute details the greatness of God's creation. And now we can come back to what we started with, and that is the Lashon of Vikarasa L'Shabbos Oneg. There's no Lashon Tzivui. Do this. You know, a mandate that's specific to a particular pe'ula. It doesn't say v'shanagta al Shabbos, as it says v'samachta b'chagecha, as we pointed out and at the very beginning. Instead, there's Kriya Shem. What is the significance of Kriya Shem? Kriya Shem means, my friends, hamtzas bitei akolos nekuda ikris yamatzias. When we talk about calling something by its name, it means to reveal its primary essence. And therefore, when we say that Shabbos is called Oneg, we are really coining a phrase that incorporates within it the primary essential element, the reality of what Shabbos is all about. The Karasal Shabbos Oneg means, therefore, bring yourself into this situation, to this experience, through which you feel and you appreciate the main essence of what Shabbos is all about as Oneg. And this can be fulfilled even when you do something small, relatively modest, but it's done for the honor of Shabbos, l'chvod Shabbos, even a davar muat. The mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is fulfilled when a person feels this harchavas hadas of a kavod and an awe that he has for the Shabbos, and for the Dira of Shabbos, the Dira of the universe that was created and completed on Shabbos. He doesn't have to experience Oneg itself, actually. meaning the pleasure and the physical enjoyment of some sensation. That's not it. But rather to achieve the archavas hadas, which is a result of onik, which is a result of appreciating and beholding the dira na'a of the universe that God created. The onik of the dira na'a does not have to be felt or sensed through the five senses. That's not the revealed tangible oneg. We identify oneg with that. But the chiddush here is no. We're talking about an oneg that's benistar. It's under the surface. It's not obvious. It's not something that you can cut with a knife, that you can objectify, but rather it's any pa'ula that you get involved in that gives birth to harchavas hadas. And therefore, since oneg Shabbos can be fulfilled, even when a person is not involved in the etzem ha'oneg, in the revealed kind of oneg, therefore, the entire matbeah of this mitzvah is kriyas Hashem. Kriyas Hashem means to go and dig below the surface and find the essence and reveal it and identify it and name it. The name of Shabbos is oneg. And it achieves its goal in two different ways. Sometimes begilui, we achieve oneg because we experience and enjoy the etzem oneg, the oneg itself. But sometimes it does its job as seser in a concealed way by engendering within us a harchavas hadas. Simchas yontov on the other hand is always fulfilled in hard, concrete, tangible ways. It's not anything but etzem asimcha. But in the case of oneg, it's not the etzem ha'oneg and the hargosh of the etzem ha'oneg. That doesn't exhaust the mitzvah of oneg by far. But rather, it's the kriyas shem. It's revealing something that's below the surface. It's giving a name that reflects the essence. And therefore, on the one hand, simchas yontif is v'samachta v'chagecha, but with regard to Shabbos, it doesn't say v'sanagta, but rather v'karasa l'Shabbos onik. With this, we complete Maimar Hey, and just by way of introduction, Maimar Vav should be understood as a further expansion of the concept of onik, to elucidate and embellish this concept again, beginning with the pasuk in Yeshayahu Novi. But in this case, we're going to talk about different parts of the pasuk, different details and elements that go into this tzivui, b'divrei Kabbalah, in Toshiv, Mishabbos Raglecha, Asos Chavtzecha B'Yom Kodshi, that the seventh day of the week is meant to separate ourselves from any involvement in chafatzim, in financial issues, in our mundane world of the 6 days of secular life. V'kibadito me'asos trachecha. We're not allowed even to go see our fields, v'imtzo cheftecha, to go out there and take a look at that which is mundane and check it out. V'davu dover, we have to abstain from speaking about things, you know, even though people say this is a Shabbos gered, but that's not acceptable. And then finally, us tisaneg al Hashem. The Navi tells us then, as a culmination of all these different abstentions in which you change your whole mode of behavior on Shabbos from the weekday, then it's tisaneg al Hashem. And it's so interesting that amongst all the myriad of halachos of Shabbos, the one area that was chosen to be koveh the schar for Shabbos by the pasuk here in Yeshayahu HaNavi is Oz Tis'anig El Hashem. And what it really means is that all these elements, although they're not called the Chamuros of Shabbos, but nevertheless, don't delegate them to a lower level of Kulei HaShabbos, because this is where the Schar is all about. We'd like to understand what this means, that the schar of Oz Tisaneg Hashem relates to all these little, so to speak, I mean, when I say little, I mean on the surface level, it seems like they're relatively insignificant modes, you know, changes in our modes of behavior. That is what engenders the schar of Oz Tisaneg Hashem. What is that all about? That is, by way of introduction, the theme of Maimer Vav. to appreciate and define the Oz Tis'anig El Hashem as a culmination of Im Toshev Mishavas Raglecha, Misos Chatzecha, of Kibadito, and V'dabru Dovar. So Bli Neder will pick this up next time, and I really would love to get some feedback if you're enjoying this Limud. It's very profound and very challenging, but it's Hashem, we're getting more and more into it, and the little pieces and discrete parts form a whole, a kind of an oneg, a harchovas adas, and that's what we're trying to set as our goal for these shiurim and pachadis. Thank you so much.